What true life stories are told in this production, Lola?
There is the story of Alexandra, who is the daughter of a woman who was part of the left-wing movement MIR, and her mother was killed during the dictatorship, and her body was exhibited as a trophy for the press. And there is the story also of Viviana, who is the daughter of a policeman who was part of Pinochet regime, and he is in prison because of the murder of two militants from Mapo. We also have other, like, seven stories which are portraying other positions during the regime.
The performers retell their parents' stories to each other. They use photos and letters, documents, audio tapes, clothing, simple stories, music. How certain are the performers of their families' narratives? I know in another interview you mentioned that memories can be very elusive.
Well, in fact, everything they say in the piece, it's somehow, I mean, a truth that they know. Of course, there is the narrative of the daughter or the son that's being represented on stage, which is not necessarily the way that the father or the mother would tell the story, because it's the sons and daughters who are telling the stories. They tell what they lived and what they experienced and what they remember, but they are also supported by, like, historical documents, like photographs, like letters from this time.
And you even use this little bit of documentary audio.
It's a radio recording from 73, from the day of the coup d'etat. And this recording is very interesting because you hear there is two journalists talking about that there are planes flying over the city of Santiago and they are bombing the governmental house, you know, La Moneda, which is the government house. And you can hear them talking while the bombs are falling.
I want to listen to some music from the show, so let's do that. Very guitar-based, almost like grunge music, rock and roll. How popular is that kind of music in Chile?
In fact, it's very popular. I mean, the piece is a combination of music and video and of live performance. It's not a musical, but it's not a conventional play either.
The performers wonder what their parents were like when they were born, and they wonder what the country was like before they learned to speak. Did participating in this project help fill in any holes or gaps or, you know, flesh out the performers' individual stories about their families?
Well, in fact, when they started, they knew very little about their parents' stories, and they started to discover through the process of creating the piece many other things that they were not able to ask before. So because of doing the piece, they started to make a very intense research on their own family story. So, for example, Viviana, when she started rehearsing the piece, she only knew that her father was a militar that disappeared when she was born. And now she knows that he is in prison because of the murder of two militants from Mapo. And this is something that she discovered during the creation of the piece.
So, as you point out, there are dark secrets that are revealed during the performance. But there's also a lot of joy, there's a lot of humor put forth. Tell me about that combination of difficult and fragile, and then the funny.
They can laugh about this tragedy, they can even ironize about what happened, because they have the distance of history. I mean, it's like they are the sons of the, and daughters of the people who experienced this time, and they have a critical point of view on many things. So this distance is allowing them to talk about this in a very different way.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. Lola Arias is the director of The Year I Was Born. Thank you.
Thank you.